along with Jim Lee at Terry Canson in Knoxville, Illinois, on Dennis Larson Field with the Knoxville Blue Bullets football team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Now let's meet the Knoxville Blue Bullets football team.
Blake Hennepin, center, defensive end, senior.
Alec Lester, senior, left tackle.
Eric Ingebretson, tight end and cornerback, senior.
Daniel Corbin, senior, right guard.
Shane Thompson, senior, left guard.
Josh Lenz, senior, tight end.
Tyler Houston, senior, running back and outside linebacker.
Kyle Hershkowitz, tight end and nine tech.
Matt Kurgan, senior, tight end.
Tyler Fall, senior, cornerback and halfback.
Jake Benefield, fullback, middle linebacker, senior.
Gabe Sandoval, senior, running back and defensive back.
Logan Goldrick, senior, offensive tackle.
Blake Van Beveren, senior, running back and linebacker.
Jonathan Valdivia, senior, kicker.
Jackson Lewis, junior, quarterback.
Jacob Christman, junior, defensive line.
Ian McGraw, junior, middle linebacker.
Lance Moore, junior, defensive end.
Tyson Brock, junior, O-line, D-line.
Matthew Stiegel, junior, offensive guard, linebacker.
Mikey Cavanaugh, junior, running back and defensive back.
Trevor Meyer, sophomore, defensive tackle.
Caleb Carson, sophomore, offensive guard.
Kane Bailey, sophomore, fullback, defensive back.
Tanner Warren, sophomore, offensive and defensive line.
Tanner Ryan, sophomore, offensive line, defensive line.
Nathaniel Reed, sophomore, middle linebacker.
Mitch Gibson, sophomore, quarterback.
Ryan Nixon, sophomore, offensive tackle.
Neil Waters, sophomore, corner.
Zach Bickle, sophomore, halfback.
Cage Lieb, sophomore, corner.
Gabe Condre, sophomore, nine tech.
Isaiah Hollingsworth, sophomore, tight end.
Gage Lambezio, freshman, offensive, defensive line.
Case Hennepin, freshman, fullback, linebacker.
Kyle Ritson, freshman, quarterback.
James Thorpe, freshman, on defensive line.
Lucas Walker, freshman, offensive tackle, and defensive end.
Colton Erickson, freshman, tight end, defensive end.
Sam Pepperman, freshman, offensive and defensive line.
Carter Mason, freshman, center, nose guard.
Austin Smith, freshman, running back, defensive back.
Kate Donovan, freshman, cornerback, and running back.
Our hometown heroes of the week, the Knoxville Blue Bullets football team. Head coach Ryan Hebert joining us. Finally, you guys are what you've needed to be all year. The hometown heroes, second chance. You got the fans out there voting for you, and everybody's excited for a playoff appearance.
Yeah, it's really been a fun time this week. You know, I can say getting that 6-1 surely was a good thing, and clinching the playoff spot is our goal from week one. So.
When you had the meeting to find out who you're playing in the playoffs, any anticipation who it might be, or was this a surprise to play Fieldcrest?
We kind of had it dialed in probably in the afternoon, you know, just doing the math and running the numbers. And so we had, a pretty good idea it was going to be Fieldcrest. So,
how did this season, when you started out with one win in the first four games against four playoff teams, did you have trouble keeping the guys' spirits up, or did they understand what the situation was?
I would say, somewhat we had a little bit difficult time keeping their spirits up because the expectations were high. But we could still reach our goal and get our 6 wins and get in the playoffs, and then the season starts over from there. And the older kids understand that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon these 9 weeks, and we had to start going back to square one and following the process again and getting guys where they're comfortable and just getting a lot of reps in and going from there.
Did you make any big changes after the slow start, or did you stay with the same what you had?
Personnel-wise, we made some changes. Our backfield from 2014 to 2015 was in shambles until about weeks 5. And then from there, we got everybody in the position where they were most comfortable. And our junior quarterback, Jackson Lewis, has done a great job distributing the ball. And we put Gabe Sandville, played Q last year. He's in one of our half spots. And we got Houston running off tackle on the edge again. That's where he does his most damage.
I can tell by the excitement we're getting at the radio station from people emailing and different things that everybody's ready for this playoff football game. Hopefully you'll get a good crowd to go over there with you on Saturday.
I think we'll get a good crowd. We always seem to travel well. And the boys really enjoy that.
Seniors have led this team and will continue to do so, I'm sure, right down to the end.
Yes. Yeah. That's the time of year. Seniors, they know what they're playing for. It's go time for them.
We got a bunch of extra large T-shirts for you, and you can put those on after you take the pads off, and hopefully that won't be for a couple of weeks, right?
That's right. We want to get one and go from there.
Yeah. All right, Coach Sanks, and congratulations to the Blue Bullets on heading to the playoffs and being Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Thanks, Jim.
Ryan Hebert of Knoxville here on FM 95.